Good afternoon. The leader of one of Ecuador's biggest drug trafficking gangs has been captured in an operation involving the Spanish police, so Ecuador's president, Daniel Noboa, has said. Wilmer Pipo Chavarria, the head of Los Lobos, was detained in Malaga, so the National Police reported. President Noboa said Chavarria had faked his own death, changed his identity, and hidden in Europe whilst continuing to control operations in Ecuador, including illegal mining and ordering murders. His family claimed back in 2021 that he had died from a heart attack due to COVID. Both Ecuador and the United States have designated Los Lobos as a terrorist organization. A British teenager has been rushed to hospital in a critical condition after being pulled from the sea close to drowning. The 14-year-old, who was on a school trip, was dragged away by a wave and strong currents at Lloret del Mar on Saturday. Police officers jumped into the water to save her, and emergency responders gave life-saving CPR on the beach for more than half an hour. She was said to be critical after being revived and stabilised at the scene before being rushed to intensive care in Girona. Firefighters are also said to have gone into the water to help pull the girl out. One had to be treated for hypothermia. Catalonia's former president Carles Puigdemont is pushing to return from exile following European Union Advocate General's ruling generally favourable to the application of Spain's amnesty law. Puigdemont had filed an appeal with the Constitutional Court asking it to suspend his arrest warrant and his provisional imprisonment to avoid irreparable damage to his fundamental rights. Puigdemont is pressing the High Court just weeks after his political party announced its break with Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez's coalition. The government is to raise its 2025 economic growth forecast to 2.9% from 2.7% and plans to include inequality reduction among its macroeconomic targets. It had already upgraded this year's growth forecast from 2.6%, predicting a positive outlook until 2028 for Europe's fastest growing advanced economy. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.